Ignis, the host municipality for a potential nuclear waste repository, is looking into the possibilities for the airport it hasn't used in years. A lot of people think it's an asset that's being wasted, Township of Ignis spokesperson Jake Pastor said last week. So, he said, the township has contracted a firm based in Peterborough to look at what opportunities can there be in the aerodrome that fell into disuse more than 20 years ago. We've got a site that's in pretty good shape, so what kind of opportunities are there for it? As well, Ignis has contracted Explorer Solutions to develop a transitional housing strategy that addresses the community's short and long-term housing needs. The company has launched an online survey for residents on both transitional housing and the Ignis Municipal Airport. A link to the short survey can be found at the municipality's website. Paper copies of the survey can be obtained at the township office and library. The Nuclear Waste Management Organization has selected Ignis as the host municipality for a deep geological repository on which construction could start in less than 10 years. The repository, if built, would be a deep underground facility for the long-term storage of millions of spent nuclear fuel rods from Canadian reactors. A site south of Highway 17, between Ignis and Dryden on Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation territory, was chosen last year by the NWMO, a federally mandated body funded by Canada's nuclear power producers. The feasibility of reopening the airport is one thing Explorer's study is supposed to determine, Pastor said. A transitional housing strategy is needed to prepare for the projected growth and changes within our community, according to a news release from the township. These projects will directly impact our community, and we want to hear from our residents, said the release. Explorer Solutions will likely report to Ignis Council with recommendations on both matters in the spring, Pastor said.